Applying data to problems is a solution that agencies are using all over government. You can do that in the hiring process, too. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education at the Partnership for Public Service. And, Tim, now you've got some great information I want to cover today, but I also would like to play a little game, if you don't mind.
I'm always up for games.
Okay. I've chosen a secret word, and whenever you say the secret word throughout the course of our conversation, I'm going to let people know that you've said the secret word. And if you do it five times throughout the course of our conversation, I'm going to buy you lunch. So you actually can win in the game. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay. I want to talk about the analytics idea that people can use to bring people into government, because this is something that you've been working on for a long time. There is now data available, like there's data available for just about everything else. There's data available for the way that agencies are bringing people into government and the way that they're trying to hold on to them. Am I correct?
You are absolutely correct. So what I'd start with, and we just did a workshop with a bunch of federal agency representatives yesterday that was sponsored by NGA.net and really dove into this issue of how do you use data to drive your recruiting and hiring needs. And I think, Francis, one of the really interesting things from one of our panelists, Anita Blair from the Chico at Department of Treasury, she actually said, started off in the panel conversation and said, you know, oftentimes we're afraid of data. And that word or that phrase in and of itself kind of scares people off. For those of you that may be afraid of data, don't use the word data. Look at it as information. Because actually, you want to look at a couple of different things. Numbers, as Anita described, numbers on a spreadsheet, but there's also other information that can be gleaned to feed into that as well that actually should be viewed just like the numbers on a spreadsheet. So data equals information for this conversation.
The data fear that some people have comes from what? Do we have a sense of why that is, Tim?
So I think some of it is, you know, we often don't kind of look at it in the full approach, and this is really kind of the conversation that took place yesterday, is how do you use this to drive recruiting and hiring decisions? You have to look at it. Oftentimes what data means to us in the federal space is reporting, right? Data equals compliance.
Yes.
And it has to mean much more than that to us. So the reporting piece is kind of what happened. It's the look through, almost through the rearview mirror. This is actually what happened. This is what the data is telling us happened. X number of people applied for a internship at my agency. X number of people were hired in my agency. X number of people left my agency. That's actually reporting what happened. Look through the rearview mirror. The next step kind of in this process is to say, why did that happen? Why did X number of people leave your agency? Why did X number of people apply for that position? Why did you actually hire these people from these colleges or universities or what have you into those positions? That's kind of the next step. Government still is not great at doing that piece, is going beyond the reporting or the compliance piece to understand, to do the analysis of what that really means or why it happened. And then the other step, which is really where we're not yet in this space, particularly as it relates to recruitment and hiring, is the what can happen in the future. So the predictive analysis, go beyond simply the what happened, the why it happened, but if we look at this over time, can we predict a little bit about what can happen or should happen or where we ought to put resources in order to make things happen based on evidence that we've seen in the past. So it's kind of the what happened, the why happened, why it happened, and the what can happen in the future. I think, again, that's part of the fear because right now we look at only that first part of the what happened. We're not sophisticated enough yet by and large to look at the analytic side of things and say, why did it happen? And then I think the other piece that comes into play here is, you know, with data, it's not unlike, and particularly if we say information instead, it's not unlike in any of our private lives. We're bombarded with information. We don't necessarily know where to start, and that's daunting for all of us, not knowing where to start.
Where is this data coming from? How are agencies that are collecting it, and then the ones that have gotten over their fear of data, what are they doing with it to the minimal degree that it sounds like they are when it comes to the analytics piece, Tim.
Yeah, so I think they're getting I think agencies get data from a number of different sources, and again, I think that was part of the conversation, is that you've got to look at different sources, you've got to look at different ways. So that some of the data that they're getting is actually compliance related data. So, you know, the number of applications they have, the time to hire for someone. There are a number of issues like that, or a number of data sets, data points like that, that are actually part of, you know, annual or quarterly reporting to OPM or OMB or you know, whomever that agencies are required to do. Most of that is information that they're collecting themselves. So, but then there's also that data that they actually have to look kind of externally to get as well. And again, in the context of yesterday's conversation at this workshop, the partnership just a couple weeks ago released a issue brief that was done in conjunction with the National Association of Colleges and Employers that looked at student interest and intent and attributes that they were looking for. We actually talked about it on one of your shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's another source of data that actually agencies don't have to collect themselves. They can look to an external source to see what are young people actually thinking about my agency and what's actually driving them to even consider federal employment in the first place. So, again, there are a lot of different places to get that data. The key is to start collecting it and to actually start trying to understand what it means. So, as an example, a great example yesterday, if you're looking at applicants for an internship program, and you actually look from the applicant stage to the selection stage, and you see that a number of those students are coming from ABC University, you know that something's working there with ABC University. So as you look at, you know, your future efforts, this is where you get to predictive. You know that those folks who have come in, they've applied for the internship, they've been successful in actually clearing the hurdles through the application process. You go a few steps further. Have they been good interns? Yes, they were great interns. How then are you working with ABC College or University in the future, knowing that you've had good applicants, they've been successful applicants, they've been successful interns, that ought to be a source for interns in the future?
Tim McManus of the Partnership for Public Service is my guest. Collecting that information and collating it is going to fall where in, I guess, two different places I'm curious about. Who does the work and who pays for it? How do you know where that's going to come from? Because collecting this kind of information and analyzing it's not free.
Correct. And that's where you start with what is the information that you're already required to collect. Okay, so if you're already required to report to OPM, for instance, the number of positions that you had available for internship programs, for instance, or through the recent grad program, if we're looking at Pathways programs, if you already have to report.
That was it. Pathways is the secret word.
Wow, it took me that long to pull out Pathways?
I couldn't believe it. You of all people. For to go this long without saying Pathways. Anyway, go ahead.
So the interesting thing about this conversation was the entire conversation yesterday in the workshop was anchored in Pathways, but these concepts to apply to any hiring or recruitment need. It's not just something that you have to look at within the context of Pathways. I'm getting my free lunch, by the way. So I don't blame you.
Do what you got to do, my friend.
So the key here, Francis, is if you look at the reporting requirements around Pathways, and then you say we're already collecting that information. Now, what is that information telling us? And we had this conversation before as agencies were the data call was out to get information on their Pathways programs to OPM. We had the conversation. Don't simply look at this as compliance. Figure out what it is that you have to report to OPM. Figure out how you use that data as well. So who collects that? A lot of this information you're already collecting because you're required to collect it through a lot of your existing initiatives. That's actually not the issue. Then the issue is who's going to analyze it. So the issue of analyzing this, one of our other panelists, Trina Greer from HHS, she used the term lean in. And I think that actually captured people's attention. Somebody, it doesn't matter who, Francis, somebody actually has to lean in and take responsibility for it. And again, we've got to fight that fear of, well, we're not sure what the data means. We're not sure if we've got all the data. Don't be afraid to lean in and actually take that risk. And I think Carlise Kelly from USDA talked a lot about that as well, which is, as they've actually gone through this process, they've done a lot of work on the data analytics to try to figure some of this stuff out. They had to start somewhere. It simply took somebody's courage and confidence to say, we're going to do this. Yes, there's an expense, but let's start with what we have. Then figure out what don't we have that we need, and figure out then how we collect that. Again, if we do that and we put it within the context of pathways or veterans hiring or disability hiring or SES hiring, it doesn't matter what the priority issue is. We're actually going to be successful in figuring out how we crack the nut.
Well, if it's any consolation to these folks, the HR community is not the only community that's struggling with data analytics. I mean, there are agencies that are spending lots and lots of money and devoting lots and lots of other resources to trying to figure out how to do analytics with the information they have. So this is not something that's limited just to the field that you live in, Tim.
No, absolutely not. And again, I think one of the clear points that came across from our panelists and the presenters yesterday was just start. And again, start with what you have. You're already required to report some things. Start there. That's not going to tell you everything, but it's going to give you a good glimpse into ask the next question. Again, it was really, really interesting, and I gave each of the panelists an opportunity to kind of give parting thought, words of wisdom. And again, Anita Blair from Treasury, basically her parting wisdom was stay curious. And that's really what this data analytics is about, is stay curious. Keep asking the question, what does this tell us? And where doesn't this go far enough to tell us the rest of the story? And what do we need to fill in the blanks? If we can do that, a lot of this is actually going to become much clearer. And we may not have a completely clear crystal ball in terms of how the path forward for us for pathways or any other initiative, but we are going to have a crystal ball that's not completely foggy.
Just say it one more time, because I got four.
Pathways.
Yeah. Well, that's five, and you get a free lunch there, Tim. It's great to have you on the program, as always.
Always great to be on as well.
You're a really good sport, too, I got to say that.